live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station. The KSL 5 o'clock report begins. Now.
Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story on the 5 o'clock report.
The conflict in Syria.
Republicans are blasting the president's decision to pull U.S. troops out of Syria. One of the president's biggest allies, Senator Lindsey Graham, went on Fox and Friends to call this good news for ISIS.
This is going to lead to ISIS reemergence. Nothing better for ISIS than to create a conflict between the Kurds and Turkey. The Kurds will now align with Assad because they have nobody to count on because we abandoned them. So this is a big win for Iran and Assad, a big win for ISIS.
Graham says he'll introduce legislation if that's what it takes to stop the president from pulling the troops. Senator Mitt Romney calls it a betrayal. Senator Mitch McConnell says the withdrawal of these troops benefits Russia, Iran, Syria. Senator Marco Rubio calls it a grave mistake. But why? Well, these Republicans think it'll leave the Kurds out in the cold after they fought shoulder to shoulder with the U.S. against ISIS. We have team coverage. First, Maria Chaleos, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the commanding general of the Syrian Democratic Forces says he now expects Turkey to attack within days. Mazlun Ebdi speaking through a translator to ABC News.
That's going to lead to have ethnic cleanings in our areas and changing the demography in our areas.
The U.S. is not allowing Turkey to fly into the airspace over northeast Syria. ABC's Connor Finnegan is at the State Department.
The U.S. says it does not support a Turkish assault into northeastern Syria, despite a White House statement Sunday night that American troops will move out of the area. A senior State Department official said that the movement was limited, just two, quote, very small attachments, totaling about two dozen people.
The region is currently occupied by the Syrian Democratic Forces, mostly made up of Kurdish fighters. Turkey considers the Kurds to be terrorists. Those Kurdish troops fought alongside U.S. troops against ISIS in Syria. President Trump is defending his decision to pull those forces.
It's time to bring our people back home. We're not a police force. They're policing the area. We're not a police force.
The president saying the U.S. needs to get out of these ridiculous, endless wars and bring our soldiers home. The president is warning Turkey not to do anything he considers to be off limits. Live at the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Utahns who stood alongside the Kurds in battle complain the president made a bad call. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson continues our team coverage. Paul, what are they saying?
Well, Jeff, we have heard from some people who fought with the Kurds and also some counterterrorism experts say this could be a strategic nightmare as countries like Iran and Russia will align themselves with groups that the U.S. would want as allies. University of Utah Professor Amos Giora says the U.S. could lose a lot of support there.
You're going to have to think, you know, again and again and again and again and again if you really see yourselves as aligned with the United States, whether the United States is a reliable ally.
Some Utahns who fought with Kurdish forces say the weapons that were given to the Free Syrian Army eventually were used against U.S. forces. However, they say Kurdish groups never fought American troops. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Paul. Presidential hopefuls are also criticizing the move. Your voice, your vote 2020. Team coverage continues with Lindsay Ertz, live at the KSL Elections Desk.
Jeff, Kamala Harris calls the decision a betrayal of America's ally in the fight against ISIS. She also says it risks American lives. In a tweet, she accused the president of telling allies and adversaries that America doesn't keep its word. Elizabeth Warren also weighing in, saying she supports bringing troops home from Syria, but calls the president's move reckless and unplanned. She says she wants a strategy to end the conflict, not a, quote, president who can be swayed by one phone call. Live from the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:04. More of our top stories now. Here's Todd Fuchs.
Jeff, state Democrats in Utah are going to need some teamwork from the other side to get a few infertility bills passed next year.
A group of senators and representatives gathered at the state capitol today to preview their bills, which will be introduced in January. Representative Andrew Stoddard says there's a huge need for affordable infertility treatment in the state.
Utah, out of 31 states surveyed, has the highest use of infertility treatment, but it is not covered by insurance, so it can get really expensive.
His infertility insurance mandate would work to get various treatments covered under insurance. Other bills previewed focused on contraception access, sex education, and parental leave. All the bills will require some sort of bipartisan support from the Republican majority in order for them to pass. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Get ready for some Jekyll and Hyde weather. A strong cold front's going to dump some showers and winter on us on Wednesday. Expect temperatures in the 30s most of the day on Thursday, but the weekend will be warming up again to near 70s. We will have a hard freeze warning Wednesday night to Friday morning. Got plants to take in?
Tomato, definitely. The tomatoes won't turn red. We can't wait any longer. Got to come in.